guys ready? Let's go.
Zurbon, a Kenosha County Board supervisor and a former business owner, led a couple dozen protesters to the doorstep of Congressman Ryan's Kenosha office to personally deliver a stack of petitions, which he said included some 65,000 signatures from across the country. Ryan's plan, which has already been rejected by Congress, would have drastically altered Medicare for younger workers. Zurbon says he realizes deficits need to be reined in.
But this is not the way to go about doing it. It is not to take a program that both Republicans and Democratic seniors like, no works. You just don't take that and end it while you're extending these billions in tax breaks and then giving more tax breaks to the richest people in this nation.
A day earlier in Kenosha, Ryan received some support from a Republican congressional colleague. Addressing a business group, Senator Ron Johnson of Oshkosh had this compliment.
Whether you love it or hate it, whether you agree specifically with what his idea, his proposal in terms of sustaining Medicare into the future, at least it's a proposal. It's something concrete. It starts the conversation, which we have got to begin.
Even though Johnson and other Republicans accuse Democrats of extorting Ryan's Medicare proposal, it's expected to play a big role in the 2012 elections, including in the 1st District here in southeast Wisconsin. For Wisconsin Public Radio News in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.